May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome to another motivating episode on the silsila Spiritual Cures. And by now, I'm sure that you know the purpose of this program, of this silsila, is to try and uplift the ummah wherever you are. And we are hoping that you and your family are safe and sound. Constantly make dua for yourself, for your family, for your society, and the ummah at large. Before we go into today's discussions and litanies, wada'if, invocations, let's remember the lovely hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make those good intentions. O Allahu Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila of Madani channel for your rida, for your pleasure, for your happiness, and the happiness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. If I'm not going to practice because I'm not going through these problems, I may know somebody. So share it with others and do it with good intentions so that you earn thawab, you earn reward from the merciful court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, there are so many lovely, beautiful blessings, bounties and benefits for reciting salawat, durood-e paak. Salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, decorate your gatherings by reciting durood upon me. This durood of yours will be noor, will be light for you on the day of judgment. Who doesn't want that light? Who doesn't want the help of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his closeness as well, especially on the day of judgment? Well, then we know what to do. Use some time every day to recite salawat and durood paak. Our target should be a minimum of 313 times every day, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah azza wa jalla, I think we can start with our first call for this evening, inshallah.
Salatu wa salam alayki ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My question is, how do I strengthen my memory for hifz al-Quran? Jazakullah.
Ameen wa iyaakum. MashaAllah azza wa jalla. Hifz al-Quran, it takes a lot of dedication. A lot of time is needed. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, may Allahu jalla jalaluhu make you a good, practicing, pious Hafidhul Quran. There are so many benefits that they will intercede. The Hafidhul Quran that acts according to the glorious Quran, its teachings, its commandments, will intercede for several of their family members on the day of judgment. So this is a great thing indeed. And this is a way that the glorious Quran, Allahu Jalla Jalaluhu, had preserved the Quran in its pure form without any interpolations and corruptions as well. See, the thing is, the person who engages in a lot of sinning and uses their eyes, their ears to commit sins, this also, these are causes of weakening of one's memory, sleeping at times that are disliked in Islam also affects one's memory, whether for hifz or general memory retention as well. Take for example, we are told, we are taught not to sleep at the time of Asr and not to sleep between Maghrib and Isha. that if a person is habitual with sleeping at the time of Asr, if the person's memory weakens, then it's their own fault. So I need to see, I need to look that, you know what, am I doing things that are affecting my memory? Because memory is the key factor when it comes to memorizing the Quran. So I need to take a step back and see, what am I doing possibly that's affecting my memory to memorize the Quran? Why can I not retain whatever I learn? Am I dedicating enough time to give just an hour a day, 2 hours a day? I have that dedication, that passion, that enthusiasm needs to be there. And for those who have maybe completed the hifz and door is a challenge, then they can also act upon these amals as well. Whatever you've learnt, make sure to make that solid. And remember, repetition is part of learning, because you already learnt it. It's in your mind, it's in your memory. So it's not completely forgotten. All it takes is that there needs to be adequate repetition of those verses, of those surahs. Take for example, a person did hifz a long time ago and neglected their door. So whatever they memorized is in their mind, but because of not practicing, not doing their door, their revision, they have gone rusty. So it will take a lot of dedication and it will take a lot of discipline as well. This is a key factor, discipline, when it comes to going over your work. So as I mentioned before, just have a look if a person is doing something, maybe committing sins or sleeping at the wrong times, that is affecting their memory. There could be other factors as well that you will identify. And then discipline, dedication, that passion and enthusiasm needs to be there. Sufficient time needs to be given for the memorizing of the glorious Quran. And you'll see, if need be, don't start with the entire juz, the entire para. That's about almost 30 pages for a para. So start with a quarter. If a quarter is too much, then start with one ruku, one page, half a page, or start with a few lines, 3 lines minimum. And throughout your day, obviously, as you progress, you're going to increase in those ayat till you get to a satisfactory place. But in the beginning, start with 3 ayat, 3 verses of the Quran. Keep repeating throughout the day. If you feel 3 is too less, then go for half a page. That must be your minimum target of half a page or even a page. Memorize the whole day. You should be reciting this in your free time. And you will see, inshallah azza wa jal, this will aid and it will help you to remember what you have forgotten. And any fresh sabak that one has, again, enough time must be given even out of madrasa, even out of the class. Some people, some students go to madrasa just 2 hours a day, in between is asr time, in between maybe is maghrib time, maybe 1.5 hours. Others spend 2 hours in the afternoon, 1 hour or 2 hours in the morning, after or before fajr time. See, these are the best times to learn your work, to revise your door, whatever revision or fresh and new sabak is after or at the time of fajr, when you awaken, say tahajjud time before fajr and after maghrib. You can retain much more quickly. Try it out, you have nothing to lose. But again, discipline is necessary, that I learn my work not only during my class time, but out of madrasa time as well. When I'm at home, when I'm on the road, you can have, alhamdulillah azawajal, Dawud Islami's social media department, ID department, has the app, the Quran app as well, that is available. You can download it for free from App Store or Play Store. And then as you are traveling, as you feel you have some free time, open the app and go over your target lesson or your target verses and lines for the day. Try to also practice upon this. The scholars have mentioned that for ease in memorizing the glorious Quran, that person should make a habit of reciting Surah Muddathir. Ya ayyuhal Muddathir, the entire surah. So try to recite this at least, the whole surah, at least once a day. And then make dua. But recite with the intention to please Allah Azza wa Jal, to earn thawab, and for help in ease of memorizing the Quran. And after you recite, make dua for memorizing the Quran. After every salah, fard salah, place your right palm on your forehead and recite 11 times, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, Ya Qawiyu, through the park once before and after. This is very good for strengthening the memory, not just for hifz, but general strengthening of one's memory. Let's listen to the next call. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
I would like to know, what can I read for protection of myself? Jazakumullahu khairan.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Well, if your life is in danger, then it is wajib, it is necessary to protect your life. We are also taught that it's a need to protect our properties as well. However, if there's a danger to one's life, then rather sacrifice the material items and protect your life. One needs to take necessary precautions. I'm not sure of the details of protecting oneself, whether it's in the home or when you're leaving the home, at your workplace, out there in public. Precautions are necessary. Wherever one is going, always be on the lookout. Some areas, some cities, some places are more dangerous than others. Very rare you find that when it's dark outside, it's safe to walk on the streets. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So now it depends now where a person is. But I'm going to give general protection for oneself, for one's home as well. But keep in mind, depending on your area that you are staying at, if you know that the crime levels are out of control, then make it necessary to take the necessary precautions, like your physical securities, your burglar guards, maybe gates. Make sure that you try to put in an alarm system, cameras, link up with your local security patrollers, the CPF of your area. These things all will help, because we need to try and create deterrence to potential criminals out there. Somebody is walking on the road and they see that you have some of your personal items out of the house, maybe kept outside. This is going to give them a sign that, you know what, maybe there's something we can steal from there. Maybe we can break in. So take all those necessary physical security precautions according to your financial ability, and over and above that, now recite the wada'if. There are several wada'if to recite, especially when you're leaving the home. Let's start there. This should be done, even if it's one person, maybe the mother does it or the father does it, and does dhamm on themselves and on the children before they leave for school, before they leave for madrasa. Or even if you're going out, maybe you're taking the family on an outing, before you leave the home, then recite 29 times, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu, Ya Muhaiminu. 29 times with Durud Sharif once before and after, and then blow onto yourself and blow onto each member of the family. This is for your personal protection of your life. At the end of the day, however, whatever is meant to happen is going to happen. But it doesn't mean we must not do our best to take the precautions that are available to us. And therefore we have these wada'if, because they act as barriers and shields. The criminals that we must be more concerned about are the spiritual criminals, the ones that we can't see. Those entities, those beings, those spirits that we call jinn. Now, before you leave the house, recite Ya Muhaiminu 29 times, Durud Sharif once before and after to dhamm on yourselves. Also, recite Ya Jalilu 10 times. Simple, easy. It'll take a few seconds only. Ya Jalilu, 10 times Durud Sharif, once before and after. And then this you do dum on your personal items, your belongings, like your phone, your wallet, your car, for protection of those items. And when you're leaving, of course, have a look outside on the road, in the driveway, that if somebody standing around, some suspicious vehicle or people are standing there, even when you are returning home. Some people have this habit that when they're returning home, they put the radio on, maybe to listen to the news or some updates or some program that's there. This can be a distraction. When you are returning home and you are a minute or two away, then put the radio off. If you're on the phone call, excuse yourself. And now you need to keep an eye open and look around. Check your rear view mirror. Look around, especially if it's dark, it's night. Are there any people standing around? Are there any vehicles that are on the side of the road that should not be there? Because one of the main areas that carjackers, they steal the cars, they do the hijackings, is that when people are returning home, and they move, they drive into their driveway. Many people have those automatic gates. So they press the button, they're waiting for the gate to open, and behind them comes the criminals with their vehicle to box them in, and quickly they are out. Maybe they can flash weapons and they take the car away, or they harm the individual. In worst cases, they take the car with the owner. Allahu Akbar. So we should be very careful at these times, at these places, when we're entering into the driveway, before we enter, if there's a car right behind you and you notice that, you know what, this is odd because the last few turns I'm taking and this car seems to be trailing me, seems to be following me. In such a case, the experts, the authorities and security forces, they mention that when you are close to your home, do not pull into your driveway. Then put your hazards on, pull towards the side, let them pass. When they're out of sight, out of view, then you quickly get into your driveway, you close the gate, don't hang around outside. Because criminals are looking for lucks, they're looking for opportunities, that maybe somebody is outside chatting with their friends and they hold them up, they take their phone, they take their money, their wallet, whatever valuables are there. And what a headache that is. Allah protect us, protect our family members as well. But the reality on the ground is that criminal activities are increasing. And so we need to take those precautions, physical precautions, spiritual remedies, precautions as well. Also, try to recite, Ya Mu'dhillu, Ya Mu'izzu. Ya Mu'dhillu, Ya Mu'izzu. Ya Mu'dhillu is with a dhal. And Ya Mu'izzu, there's an Ayn there. So we need to pronounce these things properly. If you want the complete benefit and the proper effect of these wada'if, then we need to recite it properly with the correct pronunciation. If a person wants to learn how to recite Arabic properly, how to recite the Quran properly, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami has facilities on the ground and even online as well via the department called Madrasatul Madina. There are specialized classes for grown-ups. Madrasatul Madina online is also available. There are classes, there are special courses that are available. Enroll today. Don't waste your precious time. Enroll today. Learn how to recite the Quran properly. Learn Arabic, how to pronounce it properly. And inshallah, this will benefit one. Now, if somebody has a problem that he has an enemy, or there is somebody that's after him, or has insulted him and warned him that he's going to inflict harm, he's going to hurt you, then in this case, as mentioned, Ya Mu'dhillu, Ya Mu'izzu, 75 times. Any wazifa, any invocation that is being recited, there needs to be at least one Durud Sharif before and after. If there's no amount stipulated, then at least one time before. Sometimes it is mentioned 3 times, 10 times, 11 times before and after. If nothing is mentioned, then recite one time before, one time after, the wazifa. So ya mudhillu, ya mu'izzu, 75 times, then make sajda, and say, oh Allahu Azza wa Jal, that certain person who has wronged me, save me from his evil. Inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you protection. Who is the best of protectors? Allah, our creator, our maker, the all-powerful Allah is the greatest of protectors. Seek his help, seek his assistance, and seek his protection as well. Now for your home, or if you're a businessman, you have a shop, for protection of the house, for protection of the shop, the following must be recited 49 times daily. And this too will take a few seconds, maybe a minute. 49 times daily recite, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu. 49 times, Durud-i Pak once before and after. And then do them blow towards your house or the place that you are staying at. Even if it's a flat or an apartment, blow towards that and blow towards the shop, blow towards your belongings as well. Allahu Azza wa Jal willing, the reciter will be protected from different types of losses. Allah protect us, protect you as well. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Please, let's have the next call.
Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My question for today is there a cure for satanic whispers? Jazakallah khairan.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Satanic whispers are from whom? From Satan. From Shaitan, the cursed and humiliated Iblis, the one who has no chance of entering paradise, who is fixed for permanently entering and staying in the hellfire. There's no chance for him to make tawbah even. Allahu Akbar. So yes, he is responsible for whispering evil thoughts, evil, waswasa we call it, evil ideas, evil thoughts, bad thoughts into a person's mind. It is he also that is responsible for nightmares, bad dreams, that you awaken with a fright. It is him. See, we need to understand that there can also be certain things or certain people or a certain person that can trigger bad thoughts, bad behaviors and habits as well. Shaitan, if he can't attack you straight, he will try to attack you via other individuals who are close to you. It could even be family. They wouldn't even know that they are a tool of Shaitan. The Shaitan is using them to try and destroy you, destroy your good deeds. Because ultimately what Shaitan wants, what's all his plots and his plannings and his tricks and his traps? That the person's iman must be destroyed. Ultimately, that's what he wants. He whispers for us not to do good deeds. And if we break free from his traps and we end up doing the good deeds, now he comes with other kind of whisperings. He has so many tools, weapons in his arsenal, and he has many helpers amongst humans and jinn as well. And so when you do the good deed, then Shaitan, he puts evil whisperings of ostentation, riya, showing off, takabbur, pride, I'm better than him, I'm reading my five times salah, I'm practicing sunnah. Look at that fellow, he doesn't even have a beard, he doesn't even know how to read salah properly. Better than him. His tricks, he's full of tricks. And the person's rewards will be finished, dissolved. And we wouldn't even know because of showing off, because of thinking of myself being better than another person, another Muslim, because of pride. And pride is the thing that made Shaitan who he is, the cursed one, the humiliated one, the one who is mahroom, he is
forever deprived of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must stay away, stay far away from anything, any person that can trigger evil thoughts, bad thoughts as well. There is a blessed hadith which is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, which is a compilation of different ahadith. And in the chapter called Babul Waswasa, the chapter of satanic whispers, the cure for satanic whisperings is described in that blessed hadith. And what does the hadith mention? The moment an evil thought enters the mind, you must recognize it for what it is, that this is from shaitan. And then immediately, as the hadith mentions, spit 3 times towards your left side. This will be my left side, but your left side. Turn towards that side and spit 3 times. Just the sound. Saliva should not come out. So at the moment an evil whispering enters your mind, enters your heart, turn towards the left side, spit 3 times. Now, commenting on this blessed hadith, the renowned commentator, a great thinker of the Ummah, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned that this spit will fall on the face of shaitan. The spit will fall on the face of shaitan, disgracing him and driving him away. That's what we want. We need to get rid of the root cause of the problem. The waswasa is there. The evil whisperings in our hearts and our minds are there. But the one who is creating that, the cause of that, is shaitan. So let's cut out the root cause of the problem. So he says that the spit will fall on the face of shaitan, will disgrace him and drive him away. And he also mentions that shaitan, Iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, he normally approaches a person from the left side. And this shows that sometimes shaitan is also driven away by spit. But do it in this way. We turn towards our left side, you spit just the sound itself, and then you seek help from Allah Azza wa Jal. Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Start remembering Allah Azza wa Jal when these evil whisperings, if the whispering is strong and you want to get rid of it, then firstly think, shaitan is trying to trick me. He is the open enemy. He's trying to trick me. He's trying to, ultimately, he wants to destroy my iman. He wants to destroy my hard-earned good deeds. He wants to destroy the reward of that. This must all take place quickly in the mind when those evil whisperings enter. And then spit on the left side, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Immediately seek refuge in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the best of protectors. Start remembering Allah. Then recite, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Also recite Surah An-Nas, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. The whole surah. Try this inshallah. And something else that can be recited is Amantu billahi wa rasulih. Amantu billahi wa rasulih. I believe in Allah and His messenger. There's a wonderful booklet actually that can be obtained from Maktabatul Madina, the hard copy, or you can download it for free from dawudislami.net. It is called Whispers, Satanic Whispers and Cures for Them. Download it now. There's many Madani pearls in there to help us combat wasawis and satanic whisperings. The following should also be recited in abundance, and this is to have hatred. One hatred is good. One hatred is encouraged. Hatred for sins. That a person hates not just sinning, but going towards those avenues that lead to sin. This, if I want to hate, this is what I must hate. Don't hate your mother, your father, your spouse, your siblings, your children, fellow Muslims. Hate sins. And hate shaitan. So then don't follow in his footsteps. So to build and to grow hatred for sins, recite the following abundantly. Ya afu, ya afu, ya afu. Sweet and short. With an ayn, afu. Ayn, remember the makhraj, the sound emanates from the center of the throat. So we must pronounce it correctly. Ya afu. Recite this abundantly, inshallah ta'ala, that the person's heart will have hatred for sins. Try to practice upon that, inshallah. I think we have enough time for one quick call, inshallah, azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
My question is, I am always making dua, but I do not see its effects and results. Please do advise me on this. Jazakallah.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. This is actually a topic on its own. Du'as of a believer are always accepted. However, not necessarily exactly how we desire. There are certain etiquettes to follow when making du'a. Don't ever stop making du'a even when you feel I don't see the manifestation of those du'as. My du'as, according to me, are not accepted. I'm making du'a. I'm asking other people, ulama, pious people to make du'a for me. And I don't see anything. I don't see it. Nothing is happening. Don't fall for this trick of shaitan. You continue with your du'as. Because you don't know. That could be the time that you say, I'm not going to make du'a. Why? And that could be the time of acceptance of du'a. Subhanallah. So continue with du'a. But make sure your sources of income is halal. There's a narration that states, the summary of one hadith that mentions a traveler whose hair is disheveled, his clothes are dirty, dusty because of his traveling. He lifts his hands, asking, begging Allah Azza wa Jal. And then it is mentioned, how can his dua be accepted? When his sustenance is haram, his income is haram, his clothing is bought from haram, his food that he nourishes his body with is haram. How can the dua be accepted? So make sure that our sources of income, our job that we are doing, is all above board, is halal. The etiquettes of dua, when we're making dua, remember the qibla, the direction of dua is the sky, meaning the hands must be facing towards the sky. There should be a little gap in between, and we should, our hands, our palms should be in front of our chest or face, or we can stretch them out, outstretched. This is also a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And start off with hamd and praises of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Sayyidina Imam Ja'far Sadiq rahmatullah ta'ala Ali advises that we should, when making dua, we should also recite five times, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana. So start with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Call out His wonderful, beautiful names and qualities. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Rabbi Kareem, Ya Qaharu, Ya Allah, Ya Jabbaru, Ya Allah, Ya Sattaru, Ya Allah. Then recite Durood e Pak. Every dua that you make must have at least one durood sharif. Otherwise, as Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, the second khalifa of Islam, states that duas remain suspended between the heavens and the earth. Nothing goes up, nothing rises until you send durood upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, the fourth khalifa of Islam, says that duas are veiled until you send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family. So hamd, praises of Allah Azza wa Jal, durood-e-paak, then you ask for what you desire. Obviously, it has to be something good, something permitted in Islam. And then you end with Durood-e Pak as well. And you must make dua with conviction that my dua will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of His mercy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep us on the path of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, and Awliya Allah. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.